welcome to the World Cup Report Alicante, podcast covering the Blood Bowl World Cup held in Alicante, Spain in September 2023, with your hosts, Drew and Steve. Welcome to episode 28, if you can believe it, of the World Cup Report Alicante. This is Steve, a.k.a. Kilowangi. With me, as always, is Tim. How's it going, Tim?
Oh, doing really good, Steve. It's like, man, episode 28, just like how old I tell people I am still.
I wish that worked. Online, you can be any age you want.
It's true.
That sounds a lot worse than I meant it. Okay, let's just retract that. Anyways, speaking of being old and almost dead, this week is Shambling Undead.
Yep, shambling around just like you and me.
I still hate that name, but whatever.
Yeah. I like the sentiment, but the delivery is not the best.
Right. Shambling is actually... Where are they? They're tier 2, aren't they?
Oh, they're tier 1. They are. Tier 1. Yeah.
Oh, because it's not Shambling Undead there. It's just Undead in the document. Okay. Yeah, tier 1, so 6 primary skills, 4 primary skills and a secondary skill, or 3 primary skills and access to a star player. If you have listened to previous episodes and heard us talk about tier 1 teams, this should not be much of a surprise, I think.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. It's the same skill packages, of course. And generally, I think they all kind of end up going with almost the same skill package every time of the 6 primaries.
I don't know that we've deviated, aside from just the random, this would be fun if you threw a star player in type thing, but
sure. Or there might be a case here or there for a secondary on certain rosters, but
a big guy or something, maybe.
Right, yeah, here and there, or 2 skills on 1 player on a team, maybe.
Yeah.
Typically, I'd rather spread it around.
Of course, and when you don't have a whole lot of skills, there's not a lot to spread around.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. So, I guess I'll just get into my roster here on the Shamblers.
Yeah.
So, with I think any undead team, the bread and butter of these guys are the mummies. So you definitely, I would say, would want 2 of them, of course. As with most teams, the default for me on guys like this is usually guard. It just really kind of helps them stay around and help everybody else, and makes your team a lot tougher. I have 2 of the whites as well. Of course, they're a great, you know, block player with strength access as well. So I tend to probably go with the 2 guard here, but after we go through this list, I may kick some other ideas. You could definitely have a tackle or frenzy white, certainly, or even mighty blow, and I don't think that would be bad. I put in 4 ghouls here. I don't think you have to have 4 ghouls. I think 3 is plenty, but I didn't really have anything else I wanted to spend the money on.
Yeah.
And I like ghouls. I think they're a good player. I like the dodge and the mobility they bring. So you only have 2 skills left. So I have a block ghoul and a wrestle ghoul. To me, those are definitely their skills that you'd want to pick.
No doubt.
You could even move some of the guard into more block or wrestle ghouls. The only other thing I could even consider probably is a sure hands ghoul, but I feel like you have plenty of team rerolls here, and I don't think I'd do that myself. After that, you will have 5 linemen, but with this team, they have 2 linemen. So you pick between skeletons or zombies, kind of at your choice. They're each going to be better in certain matchups than another. I think I would probably go 1 or 2 skeletons, and I'd definitely like to have at least 3 zombies to put on the line.
Yeah, I'll say typical consensus seems to be zombies for the line and any extras. So if someone dies, put in a zombie. And then a skeleton for fouling.
Yes, yeah, and I feel want 1 skeleton. Just they're a little faster. Arguably, they stay on the field better, but they just are going to get stunned a lot more with their weaker armor. So so that's 13 players, all the skill positions you could take. And you still have the money left for 3 rerolls and an assistant coach. So,
yeah,
really a pretty full roster for these guys.
And conceivably, you could drop a ghoul, drop the coach, and put in 2 more zombies.
Yes.
But at that point, the ghoul's going to do you better than an extra zombie, most likely, because you have a deep bench. 2's plenty for this team.
Yes. Do you need 14 players?
No.
And even if you're fouling every turn, that might be too many.
Yeah.
And I think you would want to foul with this many players, certainly.
Oh, absolutely.
And the cheap linemen.
So. Yeah, you have enough people that you can survive it. You're strong enough and got, you know, good enough skills. You're probably not going to go down. You've got all the guard. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be taking a whole lot of casualties. So if you're only losing people to fouls, it's worth it.
Yes. So I guess speaking of that, I played an undead team at Gen Con, and I took a ton of casualties. And I did one. Jeez. So I think in three rounds, I got injured like 13-1 or 10-1 at least.
Dang.
Or something. I did end up winning two of my matches, and the other one was kind of close. So they're a great team. I can't believe I did one injury. So,
yeah.
And I played basically this exact roster, just I think with probably like one less reroll and a one less lineman or something. It was basically, I didn't have as many ghouls. I only had three. But I mean, that was a 1 million team tournament, so you could still fit in everything. But I had the same skills exactly.
Yeah.
And I guess in retrospect, I kind of feel like I might like the frenzy white. I think that would really come in handy and make people play differently and help you out in a lot of situations. So
yeah, you could possibly push people into your guard too. Yeah,
exactly. And use your guard to help that frenzy be better. And so mm-hmm. I think in retrospect, I would probably do just the three guard and then the frenzy white, just to have a kind of dedicated guy I'm going to blitz with all the time.
That's fair. I'm hoping that our lack of on-field casualties will mean that when we get to the World Cup, everything will work well and we cause a ton of casualties.
Oh, because we're due.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it works, right?
That's absolutely how it works. Of
Figured
course
as
it
much.
Is.
You know, no flaw in that logic.
None. 0%.
Well, Undead has always been one of the greatest teams. They're tier one for a reason. You have access to all the skills. They're a really solid team. Out of five, 4.5.
I've had such bad luck playing them that I would only give them a 4, but well, that's probably personal bias, and they probably deserve the 4.5 you said, but 4 for me.
I think this is the one time that I'm higher than you.
I know, right?
I don't disagree with you, because when we come to wins, I have never done well with the team, so even with it being this powerful team, even with it being this good of skills, I'm still going to be, just say, 3 wins.
Yeah, I
can get the ties, you know.
Sure. I guess I'll say 4, but I don't have a lot of faith in it.
I don't know what it
is.
Don't know. Like, people do amazing with this team. It is not me.
Me too. Same thing. I mean, they're a great team, so, I mean, it's probably what we're doing is wrong. It's unlikely we're just unlucky these times, you know, we're not doing something right.
My sample size is pretty low. I think I've taken him to one, maybe two tournaments. So,
yeah, I've played him in two.
I've never played him in a league, so I don't have like a long history with them. So obviously, again, our inexperience playing them is going to count for a lot of that too.
Yeah, I did play him in the league, and that went well. So
okay,
I guess there's that. But
oh, you also get more skills and all blah blah blah.
And I had 2 strength boosted ghouls in like 6 games. And so that helped.
Yeah. The next World Cup should let us, you know, give strength to people and agility and see, just let it go hog wild. See what happens.
Yeah. You mean just you and me, right?
Yeah. Just us.
Say us. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Right. I love it.
I mean, that's fair. It's about the only way that we can, you know, get into the top 10.
We need the handicap, obviously.
Let's see. For this week's bet, obviously, the companion team to this one is the Necro. So, basically, which one's going to have the highest ranking? Will the highest undead beat the highest Necro overall?
And after Gen Con, where I played Necro in one tournament and undead in the other, I don't think I would have said this before, but just for me and my personal bias, I'm going to go with Necro because they played a lot better in these rules than undead did for me personally, and obviously that's going to translate to a 2,500 person tournament.
Oh, of course, no doubt. Yeah,
whatever happened to me, that's going to happen, you know, writ large.
It's called extrapolation based on
bad
data, but it's still extrapolation.
Hey, I have a set size over 1. It's 2.
Ah, math nerds. Overall, I don't know why I keep saying overall. I don't have a whole lot to say about the team. Like, it's good. Neither one of us is that experienced with it. I know a lot of people are... I mean, are a lot of people taking this? Where did it rank?
I mean, I guess, yeah. I they weren't in the top five, I don't think, were they? I can't remember. Man, we're really bad at this. So
yeah, we should, you know, practice sometime.
we should have had that on, like, ready to go. But I mean, they were one of the higher teams, certainly. I can't remember if they were in the top five.
Dark
they
Elf, Skaven, and Shambling Undead. So they're 162, third. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
So there's going to be a lot of them. People
popular
believe that they can do well with them. I know they can.
I know there's a lot of people who think they're the best team in these rules.
Well,
I
mean,
I've seen that in line a lot.
Maybe.
They're good. Very good.
Yeah. Well, I don't have anything else. Anything you'd like to finish on?
Yeah, I mean, these guys are not good for me, but if they play well for you, maybe they're the white choice.
The white stuff. First time was sweet. There's a song.
Yeah, I don't have the white stuff with these dudes.
Let's not go there. anyways, I'm just going to say goodbye for myself and Drew in spirit, in memory. He's not dead.
In memorandum. You
know, he's just super busy trying to get stuff done before World Cup. So you will get to see him at World Cup if you go.
Absolutely.
And then I'll leave the last word to you.
And we'll say hasta luego.
Thank you for listening to World Cup Report Alicante, a joint podcast between 3 Die Block and Both Down. For more information, check out World Cup Report Blood Bowl on Facebook, WC Report BB on Twitter, or email us at worldcupreportbb@gmail.com.